Leah Gallen, here we are at the Villarose Hotel. It's part of the Jason Quigley Homecoming, and you're part of that as well. So you're back with your bronze medal from the European Junior Championships. What was it like being honoured in there tonight?
Oh, it was class. Like, you know, I look up to Jason and everything, and to hear him speak so highly of me meant a lot and everything. It was great to see the big crowd there to support him, me and him.
One part of Jason's career is talking to young people, and he did mention in there that he's went to run with you and he talks to you all the time. How inspirational is Jason, because he's got this sort of uniqueness about him, talking to young people and trying to get as much out of them and help them along as much as he can?
Oh, he's such an inspiration, like, and the way he speaks and everything, you know, like, you really connect with the way he speaks. And Jason's always been an idol to me, because obviously I was part of his club whenever he was young, and watching him become the boxer he is today is something that I want to achieve as well.
You've got one up on him, because he wasn't a European champion at your age.
Oh, well, I have a lot to catch up on him still, but I am a year younger, I think, than he was whenever he came back, but he came back with a gold, so that'll be my goal for next year.
I know as well, after the European bronze, that you were disappointed with how it ended, and Jason in there said himself that that's the good thing, because you want to be better and you want to get better. You've still got a bronze medal at European level. It's something that's very, very rare in this county. So has it sunk in yet, that what you've actually achieved?
No, to be honest, this really hasn't hit home yet about what I have achieved. I think just I'm more thinking about what I could have done instead of what I have achieved, but sure, you can always improve and stuff. So
So then, what's the next challenge for you? You're going to get the year done. What's going to be next for Leah?
Well, I'm back now with the youth development squad now in 2 weeks, so I'll see where it goes from then and where it takes me.
Proud moment representing Ireland, proud moment for the family, but you want to get back to a major tournament to take it?
Yeah, it's a proud moment and everything for everybody, and I'm glad that I make my family proud, and that's the main point that I hope.
And there are full people as well. There's a lot of them here tonight.
There's a lot of full people here tonight now as well. It's great to see the support from Raphoe, since I've only been down there a year and everything. So it's just great to see everybody here.
Many congratulations on your bronze medal. Fully deserved. And well, we wish you all the best, and we'll speak to you again real soon, Leah.
Thank you very much.
Peter O'Donnell, here we are in another Jason Quigley homecoming. It's been another great night.
Another great night for boxing in Donegal, and it's great to have Jason here and see him honoured. I guess so many turned out tonight, and also young Leo Gallen was also honoured here tonight. So it's great for all round for Donegal boxing.
Gives the sport a huge lift, and particularly some of the young ones that we've seen in here tonight, the young ones that are looking up to the likes of Lee and Jason now.
That's right, there's a lot of young folk here tonight, and it's nice to see them all here. And there's a lot of them involved with boxing clubs in the county. We have 14 clubs in the county, and there's a lot of them involved there. And Jason is great support, and as he always says himself, that he likes to be the ambassador for the boxing in Donegal, and he's doing a very, very good job of it.
Yeah. You, of course, have followed him to the other side of the world. You've been in LA. You've watched the majority of his fights. He had a lot of learning to do in that last one, Peter.
He had a lot of learning to do. That's right. He done very well for the first four rounds, but whatever happened for 5, 6 and 7, I don't know, but it was a wee bit nerve-wracking when you're sitting on the front stalls, like, at the ringside watching, and it's a wee bit scary times, because that was a very, very tough and durable opponent he was on with. Hernandez, who was on with some great men, he was a veteran, and he was on his way out, and a man like this can be very, very dangerous.
And he knows himself that he wasn't at 100%, but Jason's the type of character that's going to take whatever he can out of a fight, and as much learning and improving that has to be done.
Well, Jason has learned a lot from that fight, and he'll know that he can't afford a lapse like that again, dropping the hands and one thing and another there. It just, whatever came over him on the night, that's not his style, and we thought he'd just run out of steam or something or whatever, but it didn't seem that way at the end up, because for the last three rounds he was back on his toes boxing, very elusive for the last three rounds. He won them easy, so he come good, but it was just in the middle of rounds there, and if you got to get caught that time with a puncher, you're out of business.
Yeah, listen, he was in with a slugger, he wanted to fight it out, go toe to toe, and Jason got sucked into it. But at the end of the day, Donegal still is a boxing champion, so they have Peter.
We're still a boxing champion, sitting at 15-0, and hopefully this time next year he could be a world champion.
That's McGonigal. Here we are at another homecoming for Jason Quigley, and this is a part of his boxing career that he enjoys, and bringing something back to the town.
It is indeed, and you know, it's a part of the game that he handles very well. And therefore, you know, that's that's also positive. And actually, it's probably nowadays it's an important part of the meeting people and linking and relating and all that kind of stuff. And he does that extremely well. So he did that extremely well tonight again.
Yeah, and inspiring people. Like so, young Leah Gallen, who's on here now, a European bronze medalist. And to be quite honest, Jason could have been a catalyst for something in boxing in the county when he was at major championships and he was successful. But to hear him talk to the young people in here tonight, he's an inspirational young guy too, isn't he?
Yes, indeed. He captures it brilliantly, yeah. You know, and he captures it, and it's genuine too as well, which is also very important. And you know, you just think, as I said there earlier, I was talking there, really, that you know, you always like to think sometimes that there are people in the crowd who will at one day relate back to this night and relate to the fact that they were inspired by an occasion like this. So you know, that's the way the world goes around, and that's the way it should be. And you know, he, as you say, he's an inspiring young man, and you know, but he's still got a job to do.
Yeah, he's been through the rough and tumble, so he has, even in the pro career, and he wasn't happy about aspects of the fight last week against Freddie Hernandez. But in situations like that, you learn a lot, Patsy, and he's a young man that wants to learn.
Absolutely. And you know, I think the day that you're happy, you're in trouble too, you know. Yeah. I mean, that's another aspect of it. And you know, he does realize when he evaluates his performance that it wasn't the real deal possibly, and therefore, you know, he will learn. But he's been out of the ring for a long time, and we've got to make a wee bit of allowance for that, no doubt. But you know, he'll take time to think about this, and he'll go back and he'll relate. And like in every major performance in any sport, there has to be an evaluation of his approach to the fight, of his run into the fight, and the actual performance in the end of it all. And what does he need to change something, or will there be a learning process coming forward from that? So you know, that's important as well.
It's fine, then, Patsy. We're hoping for more nights like this.
Aye, well, of course we are, and it's important just also to let him know, you know, that he's appreciated. Yeah. Because you know, there's a lot of lonely days and nights in every elite sports person's life, because you're not into the social world really. You're into a world of your own, and therefore he needs to know on days like that, when he's not thinking strongly and positively, maybe when he's far from home, that there is a community here in Donegal that's seriously behind him.
Minister Joe McHugh, you've had a busy week, to say the least, with your elevation and a position in the office, but you've managed to take time out to come support a Donegal sportsman, a real true sportsman who's defended his North American title, and he's back in his hometown tonight, and you've taken time out to come and congratulate him. And it's been another fantastic night here in Ballybuffet.
Yeah, it's great. And you know, every time Jason walks into a room, like, he brings a certain stature with him as well. And even listening to his messages there tonight, and there were a lot of young people in the room, and you know, they were listening to him. He had very, very good words for them about how to cope, how to deal with challenges, how to react to things when you're in trouble, how to stay connected with your parents, don't be afraid to ask questions. Yeah. A lot of messages there tonight. And from the point of view of my new role, when we're looking at all school wellbeing policy, I'm listening as well. Yeah. And I was certainly inspired by some of the things he had to say tonight. But look, we're here to obviously acknowledge Jason as the boxer. Yeah. And you know, where he's come from, and people when in his amateur days, like, all the clubs were talking about Jason Quigley, and he was stylish boxer and quick on his feet, sharp hand, and a big hit, like a big punch. And now he's in the territory of positioning himself to get a shot at the world title. And you know, whenever that comes, if it comes, my God, that'll just be an unbelievable day for this county.
Yeah. He's a fantastic ambassador for this county. You couldn't ask for better, could you?
Yeah, he's very grounded. Yeah. And you know, just listening to him tonight, his presence, and he's very grateful the way he acknowledged the people that have come with him, and thanking the people for coming out tonight. He's gracious, and he's a nice way of getting a simple message across. And yeah, he's a great ambassador.
Because you have a history in boxing too. You like boxing. You fought with Kerry Gardner one time.
Yeah, we started out in the early 1980s with Kerry Gardner, with Jack Green and Hugo Boyle and John Lennon, my dad as well, and Hugh McBride, God rest him, in Downings. And they started up a small club, but at that time, the early 80s, the quality of boxers at that time, from Dunfanaghy to Clonmany, Cairn, right the way up into Raphoe, the Twin Towns at the time, and you know, great young people. And now we have somebody honouring their legacy and all the work they did, and he's carrying that torch, which is great.
When you were in a ring back then, the last thing that you were probably thinking of was having a big job in a very important office.
Yeah, and like, you know, I remember a boy said to me one time that the further up the tree you go, the stormier it gets. Yeah. And now I know what he meant. But, you know, we all face challenges, and on a day-to-day basis, be it a family level, community level, or me and my job, but it's how you deal with those challenges. Mm. And Jason had a very, very strong message tonight about, face the challenge, no matter how negative the challenge is, face it and embrace it, because you learn from it. And one thing I think back and reflect back to boxing, and when you're in that ring, you're on your own, and that's a big way of starting to deal with life, like, at a very young age. And I'm glad that those hard days have stood to me, and I've learned from them. And when I'm in the corner not knowing where the punches are coming anymore, I'm thankful for that experience.
Well, listen, we're still all learning, so we are. Munister, many thanks for talking to us.
You're very welcome. Go right, good.